Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
The Jeff Davis 8, also referred to as the Jeff Davis Parish Murders, represents a chilling and complex series of unsolved cases that have haunted Jennings, Louisiana, and the wider Jeff Davis Parish community. Spanning from 2005 to 2009, 8 women were found deceased under mysterious circumstances, raising fears of a serial killer at large and exposing deep-rooted issues within the local law enforcement and criminal justice system. On this week's episode of Cold Case Friday, we dive into the background of the cases, the victims, the investigation, theories surrounding the murders, and the impact on the local community. The backdrop of the Jeff Davis 8 case is as complex as it is tragic, rooted deeply in the socioeconomic fabric of Jennings, Louisiana, and its surrounding environs within Jeff Davis Parish. This region, characterized by its rural landscape and the tight-knit communities that dot it, became the unlikely epicenter of a series of chilling, unsolved murders that spanned 4 years, from 2005 to 2009. The discovery of 8 women's bodies in various desolate locations not only shocked and terrorized the local populace, but also laid bare to the systemic issues plaguing the area, issues that possibly facilitated the continuation of these heinous crimes. Jennings, the parish seat, is emblematic of many small towns in the American South, with its economic fortunes tied to the ebbs and flows of the oil, agriculture, and fishing industries. Economic hardship is not uncommon here, leading to higher rates of unemployment and poverty compared to national averages. These conditions created a fertile ground for drug abuse and prostitution, vices that ensnared many of the Jeff Davis 8, making them particularly vulnerable to exploitation and violence. The victims, Loretta Lynn Lewis, Ernestine Shea Benoit Zeno, Brittany Gary, Nicole Gilroy, were all known to have struggled with drug addiction, and some were involved in sex work to support their habits. This lifestyle, unfortunately, made their disappearances less alarming to authorities initially and complicated the investigation once the full scope of the tragedy began to unfold. The area's law enforcement and criminal justice systems have come under intense scrutiny in the wake of these murders. Allegations of incompetence, corruption, and even involvement in the local drug trade have marred the investigation. The victims' ties to these criminal elements, coupled with reports that several have been informants for the police, have fueled speculation and conspiracy theories about the murders. This led to a profound mistrust between the community and those charged with protecting it, kidding efforts to gather crucial information about the crimes. As the bodies were discovered one after another, often in remote marshy areas or dumped along rural roads, the initial theory that these were isolated incidents gave way to the terrifying realization that a serial killer might be operating in the area. This fear was compounded by the apparent lack of progress in the investigations. Despite the involvement of local, state, and federal law enforcement, including the Jefferson Davis Parish Sheriff's Office, the Louisiana State Police, and the FBI, no arrests have been made in connection to the murders. The complexity of the case, exacerbated by the victims' associations with the local criminal underworld, has made it difficult to pinpoint suspects or motives. The societal issues that frame the Jeff Davis 8 cases, poverty, drug addiction, and the marginalization of sex workers, highlight the broader vulnerabilities faced by certain segments of the population. These women lived on the fringes of society, where they became easy targets for violence. Their tragic fates underscore the need for systemic change, not only in how law enforcement investigates such crimes, but also in addressing the root causes that leave people vulnerable to exploitation and violence. The ongoing quest for justice for the Jeff Davis 8 continues to serve as a grim reminder of the intersection between socioeconomic disadvantage and criminal predation, challenging the community and the country to reflect on and reform the conditions that allow such a tragedy to occur. The investigation into the Jeff Davis 8 murders has been a labyrinth process, fraught with missteps, controversies, and a palpable tension between law enforcement agencies and the communities they serve. From the discovery of the first victim, Loretta Lewis, in 2005, to the finding of the eighth, Nicole Gilroy, in 2009, the probe into these deaths have been characterized by a flexing mix of earnest detective work, alleged misconduct, and interagency rivalry that has often hampered the pursuit of justice. Initially, the local law enforcement's response to the disappearances and later discoveries of the bodies were marred by a lack of coordination and a perceived indifference, possibly due to the victims' lifestyles. This early stage of the investigation saw the cases treated as isolated incidents. Despite the emerging pattern of young women with known drug dependencies and involvement in sex work being found dead under suspicious circumstances, it wasn't until the body count rose that a task force was formed, combining efforts from the Jefferson Davis Parish Sheriff's Office, Louisiana State Police, and eventually the FBI. However, the task force's formation did little to quell public skepticism, particularly amidst allegations of corruption within local law enforcement and potential conflicts of interest. The complexity in the investigation was further compounded by the victims' interconnected lives. Many of the Jeff Davis 8 knew each other personally, frequenting the same social circles, and in some cases were related or lived together. This closeness within the victim pool suggested a perpetrator or perpetrators operating within their community, potentially someone with intimate knowledge of their habits and vulnerabilities. Yet despite this angle offering a promising investigative avenue, progress was stymied by a combination of dead ends, lack of concrete evidence, and the unreliable testimony of witnesses living similar high-risk lifestyles. One of the most significant challenges faced by investigators has been the pervasive environment of distrust and fear in Jennings. Reports of police misconduct, including evidence tampering and witness intimidation, have surfaced, casting a long shadow over the investigation. Some community members have come forward with claims that the police were involved in the murders, either directly or through a failure to adequately protect informants within the drug scene. The scene some of the victims were deeply entangled in. These allegations have not only hindered the gathering of crucial information, but have also led to a fragmented investigation landscape where rumor often supersedes hard evidence. Furthermore, this involvement of multiple law enforcement agencies has introduced its own set of complications. Differences in investigative approaches, priorities, and resources have sometimes resulted in friction rather than cohesion. Information sharing between agencies has been cited as inconsistent, leading to potential overlaps in investigative efforts, or conversely, gaps in the collective understanding of the case's complexities. Despite these challenges, the task force has made some headway, identifying several persons of interest and theories over the years. Investigators have explored various motives, including the possibility of a serial killer, a drug-related hit, or even a network of individuals operating with some level of protection from corrupt local officials. However, concrete evidence linking any suspect to all 8 murders has remained elusive. Advances in forensic technology and renewed public interest has occasionally rekindled hope for breakthrough. Yet the passage of time only adds to the difficulty of solving these deeply entrenched mysteries. The investigation into the Jeff Davis 8 murders remains a testament to the difficulties of policing in areas where societal ill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Intersect with systemic dysfunction. As much as it is an ongoing criminal probe, it's also a profound commentary on the challenges of delivering justice in communities where trust in law enforcement is eroded, and where the victims' lifestyles render them voiceless in death as they often were in life. The theories and speculations surrounding the Jeff Davis 8 case are as diverse as they are intriguing, painting a complex picture of possible motives and perpetrators that have captivated both the local community and the broader public. These theories range from the involvement of a lone serial killer to complex criminal networks, and even the potential law enforcement complicity, reflecting the multifaceted nature of the investigation and the myriad challenges it faces. So we're going to take a look at these theories, starting off with one of the most prominent theories, the serial killer theory. Like we said, it's one of the most prominent, that a serial killer operating within the parish. This theory is supported by the similarities among the victims. All were women living high-risk lifestyles known to have struggled with drug addiction, and some were involved in sex work. Additionally, the geographical proximity of the bodies, all found within the parish of its outskirts, suggests a perpetrator with intimate knowledge of the area. Proponents of this theory argue that the killer is likely someone familiar with the victim's social circles, possibly even participating in the drug scene, which could explain how the perpetrator managed to evade detection for so long. However, the variation in the manner of deaths and the disposal of the bodies has led some investigators to question the feasibility of a single perpetrator. Our next theory is criminal networks and possible drug involvement. Another theory posits that the murders are the result of intricate criminal networks prevalent in the Jennings area, possibly related to the drug trade. This theory is bolstered by reports that several victims were informants for the police, suggesting their deaths might have been retribution for their cooperation with law enforcement. The interconnectedness of the victims through familial ties and friendships also lends credence to the idea that their murders were not random, targeted actions to send a message within the criminal underworld. This theory suggests a more complex web of involvement, potentially implicating multiple individuals in the murders. And of course, you also have to look at the possible law enforcement complicity. One of the more controversial theories involves possible complicity or direct involvement by members of the local law enforcement. This speculation is fueled by allegations of police misconduct, including tampering with evidence and intimidating witnesses. Some community members believe that the police either turned a blind eye to the killings or were directly involved, possibly to cover up their own illegal activities. The fact that several victims were known to have had interactions with police, either as informants or their involvement in the criminal justice system, adds a layer of complexity to this theory. However, concrete evidence supporting the involvement of local law enforcement has been elusive, and this theory remains a topic of heated debate. And there's also a theory of that's basically a combination of factors. A more nuanced perspective suggests that the Jeff Davis 8 murders may not be the work of a single person or group, but rather a tragic convergence of several factors. This theory acknowledges the systemic issues plaguing the area, such as poverty, drug addiction, and a lack of social services, which may have indirectly contributed to the women's vulnerabilities. It also considers the possibility of multiple perpetrators with different motives, perhaps taking advantage of the chaotic social environment commit their crimes with a lower risk of detection. These theories and speculations highlight the complexity of the case, reflecting the myriad social, economic, and systemic issues that intersect in the investigation. The lack of clear answers and the persistent cloud of suspicion have only added to the mystery, leaving families of the victims and the community at large yearning for closure and justice. As the years pass, the resolution of the Jeff Davis 8 murders remains an elusive goal, with each theory providing a potential piece of the puzzle and no clear picture emerging. So we're going to look at the community impact of this case. The Jeff Davis 8 murders left an indelible mark on the community of Jennings, Louisiana, and the broader Jeff Davis Parish, casting long shadows of grief, fear, and unresolved tension. The impact of these tragic events extend far beyond the immediate circle of the victims' families, affecting the social fabric, the trust in law enforcement, and the community's sense of safety and cohesion. The most immediate and heart-wrenching impact has been on the families and friends of the victims. The loss of 8 women under such horrific circumstances has generated immense grief, compounded by the frustration and anguish of not knowing who was responsible or why they were targeted. Annual vigils and memorials have become a poignant reminder of the lives lost and the justice still awaited. These gatherings also serve as a public expression of grief, providing a space for the community to come together in remembrance and solidarity. Perhaps one of the most profound impacts has been the erosion of trust between the Jennings community and law enforcement. Allegations of police misconduct, evidence mishandling, and the perceived indifference or inability to solve the cases have been fostered a deep sense of mistrust and disillusionment among residents. This skepticism is not limited to the investigations in the Jeff Davis 8, but extends to the criminal justice system as a whole, affecting community policing efforts and the willingness of citizens to cooperate with the law enforcement on various matters. The unresolved nature of the murders has instilled a persistent sense of fear and paranoia throughout the community. The idea that a killer or killers could still be at large, potentially someone within the community itself, has led many residents to question the safety of their surroundings. This fear has altered behaviors, with people becoming more cautious about venturing out at night or allowing their children to play outside unattended. The psychological impact of such sustained fear cannot be overstated, contributing to a palpable sense of unease that permeates the community. In the wake of the murders, there's been a notable increase in community activism and efforts to improve safety and support for the most vulnerable members of society. Local groups have formed to advocate for the victims and their families, pressing for more rigorous investigation efforts and accountability from law enforcement. These efforts have also sparked broader discussions about social issues plaguing the community, including drug abuse, poverty, and the treatment of sex workers. While the tragedy has brought some community members closer together in their shared quest for justice, it also highlighted the divisions and inequalities that exist with Jennings. The Jeff Davis 8 murders remains a haunting and complex puzzle, emblematic of the challenges faced by law enforcement in solving crimes that involve marginalized communities. The victims remembered by their families and the communities symbolize a tragic loss and a desperate need for justice. As the years pass, the hope for solving these cases dims, but the determination to find answers persists. The story of the Jeff Davis 8 is a somber reminder of the work that remains to be done to ensure safety and justice for all members of society, especially the most vulnerable. And before we end this episode, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Skillshare. Dreaming of becoming a YouTube sensation or a podcaster? Transform your aspirations into reality with Skillshare. Whether you're starting from scratch or looking to elevate your channel, Skillshare offers an extensive library of courses designed specifically for aspiring and established YouTube creators. Learn from seasoned YouTubers and industry professionals who share their secrets on content creation, video production, editing mastery, growing your audience, monetization strategies. Skillshare connects you with a community of creators who are eager to share their knowledge and experiences. Benefit from peer feedback, participate in discussions, and collaborate on projects to enhance your learning journey. Take the first step towards becoming a YouTube creator with Skillshare. Sign up today and unlock unlimited access to a world of knowledge and creativity. Your audience awaits. Just use the link in the description. And of course, before we go, give us a thumbs up if you like this episode. Hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, leave a comment in the comment section below. What do you think happened to the Jefferson Davis 8? Who do you think is responsible? And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, Thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.